Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
There it is! The best rock song of all time! Yes! 18 minutes after 11, it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. That's my vote right there. You heard it.
Okay, so Casey and Kevin and I got into a very spirited debate last hour about this. And before we do that, though, starting next Monday, we're going to start a new segment on the show.
It's time for Puppy Sunshine and Warm Hugs with Rob.
Where I'm going to find each day, we're going to find something that I'm positive about. And I'm going to dig through the utter, dig past the utter just buffoonery and incompetence and just actively working against the constituencies they're elected to serve that we see from our politicians. And so every day, I'm going to find something that makes me happy, and we'll talk very briefly about that. Now, I would like to
I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I would like to point out, my boss and I had a long talk about this last night. This is not my idea. This is not something I went willingly on.
No. In fact, just the opposite.
I was begrudgingly given a direct order that I will do this, so I will find something each day that I am positive about. Okay. So, you and Kev and I had a spirited debate because Kev had played Satisfaction as one of the bumper songs by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And I would make a compelling case that the opening riff of Satisfaction, everybody knows it, is arguably the most recognized riff in rock
it's
history.
It's iconic.
Like, you know, universally, is universally known by a band who is universally known. And I think this was many, many years ago, but Rolling Stone magazine had rated that the greatest rock song of all time. It, you know, they do these polls all the time, et cetera. And I seem to remember that standing out as the number one rock song of all time.
Yep.
And so it got us talking about, if you were to say to like the average person, so I'm factoring in album sales, album plays, radio play, the band themselves, like in the history of rock music, what are the four most recognizable or biggest, like the Mount Rushmore of rock songs? And so I came up with three, and I think you agree with me on the first three, right? We said it's got to be Stairway to Heaven has got to be one of them.
Yeah, that's always on the top.
Freebird has got to be one of them. I'm not saying you like the song. It's not, is this your favorite song? It's rock music as a collective. Like, what are the, you know, the
cultural,
big ones?
Cultural impact.
And then the third, I think, has got to be Layla, because it has been played so many times, and it was such a big song. And I feel like if you were to take any major metropolitan, you know, city classic rock station, and like if I were to call my good friend Jay Baker, who works over at Q95, and say, what is the Mount Rushmore of Q95 rock and roll songs, they would probably, he would probably say those three are on the list. So did we agree? Doesn't mean it's our favorite.
I don't know about the Freebird. I'm questioning that one.
I think Freebird's definitely in there.
I mean, every concert you go to, some idiot shouts Freebird.
Yeah, I know.
You could be at the Pavarotti concert and somebody's going to shout Freebird.
It's just such a long song.
Doesn't matter, Casey. It's not about your personal preference.
That's one that has spanned generations, too. Like, there's kids that know that song.
Okay. All right.
So if you were to say that those three are on the list, then this is where we got into the conversation.
Yeah, and this is
on
where
the
it turns.
Well, and it got pretty nasty. I'm going to go...
I know.
I'm going to go ahead and say...
Kevin was name-calling.
Kevin just lost his mind over the Jimi Hendrix stuff, and Kevin's his youth and inexperience is showing.
He saw my dark side.
Yeah, but I would say probably, and I haven't done a deep dive on this, because obviously we've been doing other things. I think Satisfaction is probably, if you were to like hold a gun to my head and say, right now, what's number four? I think Satisfaction would be number four, just because of the long longevity of the Rolling Stones. Obviously, that song was a colossal hit at the time. And that opening guitar riff is so recognizable.
Now, well, Casey, I wanted to give her credit because she did throw out AC/DC.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe Back in Black.
Back in Black, sure. Could go on there.
Yeah, because that's a very recognizable riff.
Yeah. You got Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's a really strong one. And I want to lean towards that. Mm-hmm. I just hate that song. But I feel like my personal bias is intervening on that. And if I'm going to lecture you on a personal bias, mm-hmm. I don't want my own personal bias. But Satisfaction is not some obscure Dan Fogelberg song. I feel like I'm not being personally biased because I'm not a colossal Rolling Stones fan. So really, I think you've got a strong case on Bohemian Rhapsody too.
Well, and there's another song that is starting to gain a lot more traction on these lists that never used to appear in the top five, and that is one of your favorites, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
Yeah, about time!
Yeah, and I think that's because it's aging now and people are starting to appreciate it more.
And I didn't even pressure you to say that.
No,
yeah.
This is strictly like it's starting to enter all of these lists.
And the only other one that I thought of, and then I thought, okay, then maybe again this is my personal bias, but it's so important, and Kevin, you will back me up on this, because it was the first time a cultural icon went electric was Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. Like, it was such a big deal when Bob Dylan first went electric and played on the Highway 61 Revisited album and played Like a Rolling Stone. And so many people became inspired to go electric because of him doing that. Mm-hmm. But 60 plus years later, or 60 years later, whatever it's been, does that still matter? And if our goal is to just pick the fourth song to put on the Mount Rushmore,
right,
then Bohemian Rhapsody and the long-standing longevity and Satisfaction probably do eclipse Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Now, Kevin had mentioned Jimi Hendrix, and you said All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah, that was before he laid out the criteria. That was more subjective for me.
And this is the hard thing. It's like picking the final four in the college football playoffs. Yeah, that's right, Jay Simpson. Oh, my gosh, Casey.
What?
Jay Simpson in the YouTube chat. That's probably not his real name, but that's what he's going by, and that's perfect.
Who?
It's over.
Who?
It's over.
What?
I can't believe we didn't think of this.
What is it?
I don't even want to say it. Hotel California.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles. Okay.
That's pretty good, I think.
That is pretty good. That's pretty
good. Who's going to beat Hotel California?
Boy, that's a good one. Nice, nice contribution.
Yeah, that's strong.
That is really strong.
I'm declaring this contest over with.
You think so? I just got to put this out there, and I'm sure this won't make anybody's list, but this is my personal. This is just my personal.
Is this Pink? Something by Pink?
No, it's not. Now, you mentioned Satisfaction.
This is the Black Eyed Peas.
You mentioned Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones, and I would argue that you've got the right band, you've got the wrong song, and it should be Gimme Shelter. And I've got three reasons why. Because when you consider one of the greatest rock songs of all time, one, you have to have an ultimate band. Okay, Rolling Stones, check, right? You have to have a song that is a sign of the times. Lyrically, it's something that compels people. It's moving. Uh-huh. It encapsulates the era, right? Check. Gimme Shelter.
Uh-huh.
Finally, you have to have a song that has a fantastic backstory that goes with it.
Sure.
And Gimme Shelter does that with the backup vocals. And they went and got Marianne, who was at 3 a.m. She was pregnant. She had curlers in her hair. They brought her down to the studio. And Mick kept saying, cut it again, cut it again. And her voice is cracking during the vocals. She ended up miscarrying that baby because of the late night recording.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a story there with that song.
Apparently you can hear Mick Jagger shouting in excitement when her voice cracks.
Yeah.
It's very faint
in the background.
I mean,
Satisfaction, popular song, poppy song, but it is not the rock and roll that Gimme Shelter.
You know, if you'd have put this much effort and passion into it, you'd have ended up with Kirk Herbstreit and not Jilly What's-Her-Face.
Jenny Ruby.
So I agree with you.
That's my pitch for Gimme Shelter on your list.